chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a day. I'm so excited to be here with you today. Today is December the 15th. We are literally 10 days away from Merry Christmas. Oh, man, where's the time gone by? I tell you, time is just racing right along. But, you know, I'm really thankful for each and every day, and I'm especially thankful for today, Wednesday, that I get to hang out with all of you, you guys. First and foremost, I want to say welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tune in, tell a friend, go ahead and take us with you. If you got to, oh, I just remember Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is on air, and you got to go somewhere, take your USB cord with you, plug us up in your car, and you can take us with you. You can also take us with you if you download the app, BBS Radio app, go in your Apple Store, any app store that you have, and go ahead and download BBS Radio and listen to us everywhere, working out at the gym, going for a walk, walking your dog, wherever you're going, take us with you. Also, if you're at home and you don't feel like fumbling with your phone, just go ahead and say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station number one, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can say, hey, Google, Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. Go ahead, tell everybody that you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat right now on BBS Radio. All right, station number one. All right, you guys, what a wonderful day. I'm going to go into the weather. But first, I want to thank you for helping make this one of the number one talk shows in the world, all the way from Pakistan to Portugal to Laos to India to everywhere. Canada, we're everywhere. And I'm so thankful that you guys have done this for us. Over 1 million listeners worldwide, because we're streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. And we're still counting. They never let a rock go unturned. BBS Radio Station is looking for a station that is going to have you be able to listen to us even in your country or your continent or wherever you are. So listen, guess what? We're getting ready to go into the weather. And then we have amazing guests today. And so I'm excited about today's show. So in Washington, D.C., it is 51 degrees right now. Your high today is going to be 57 and cloudy. Detroit, you are cloudy right now. 46 degrees. Your high today is going to be 56. That's pretty warm for you, Detroit. I'm wondering if some snow is coming your way soon. On Saturday, you have snow coming. But anyway, 56 degrees and cloudy is your weather for today. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you are 70 degrees, all sunshine. You got some clouds coming. Your high is going to be 74. And let's see, in London, you are 55 degrees. Your high today, that is your high, and you are cloudy right now. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 49 degrees, and your high is going to be 57. Let's see, in Los Angeles, LA, you are 39 degrees right now. What? That is fur coat weather. Me coming from Detroit and DC to East Coast, 30s is literally fur coat weather and bomber jackets for sure. Your high today is going to be 55 degrees and most partly cloudy. And let's see, let's go into Kenya. Kenya, you are 94 degrees right now. You are partly cloudy. That is your high today. You're waking up to 73 degrees. Your high is going to be 96 tomorrow. So just so you could be prepared for that. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 64 degrees and cloudy. You're waking up to 49 degrees and 65 is going to be your high tomorrow. So you got to be ready for that. 59 degrees in Australia right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 52 degrees, all sunshine tomorrow. 84 is going to be your high. And let's see, in Puerto Rico, 72 degrees right now. 73 is going to be your high today. You have thunderstorms coming, so be prepared for that. 67 is what you're waking up to tomorrow. 76 is going to be your high. And Portugal, you are 50 degrees today. That is your high right now. You're waking up to 47 degrees. All cloudy, 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 cloudy. And your high tomorrow is going to be 52. If I didn't name your continent, your city, your state, your nation, your country, guess what? It doesn't matter because God is still in control and has the final say, and He's with you no matter what. I just wanted to let you know that. And He loves you. And guess what? We love you here too. All right, you guys, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moments.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, you guys, we are getting ready to go into Ministerial Moment. All right, so here we go with Ministerial Moments. All right, so yesterday I wanted to just tell everybody this, you know, because first of all, when I say this, I know that my enemies are going to enjoy this. And I mean, you know, the enemies. But for those of you that this is going to resonate with, this is going to bless you. Okay. Yesterday was rough. It was a rough day yesterday. Yesterday I wanted to throw in the towel. I was like, I'm done. I cannot do this anymore. I don't know, you know, this and that. And I was just saying all of these things, and it was really challenging. And I was really fighting to not say too much, to come in agreement with the enemy, you know, that wants me to give up. And, you know, just, I didn't want to sit in doubt and disbelief, but it was really challenging yesterday. Yesterday was a rough day for me emotionally and mentally. And I really just wanted to throw in the towel. And I pretty much did for the most part. I was just like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not praying today. I'm angry. I'm upset. You know, I don't know why things are just such a challenge for me. Why is it so difficult? See, you guys see, you know, just things happening and you're like, you know, you don't realize that it's hard. It's not just easy. It's not like I'm just, you know, on Instagram and everything is just coming to me easy, or, you know, I'm on this stage and things are just happening easy. I mean, things I walk into, but it's never easy. It's never not a challenge for me. And so I'm not saying this to whine or whimper or anything like that. I really hope that I can encourage somebody to not quit. Even when I wanted to quit and I really was just like, I'm done. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what it is. Was I created to be in this situation? Was I created to have to fight for everything? Was I created? I mean, I know you created Judas to go against, you know, God, and I mean, to get go against Jesus and the disciples. I mean, I know that you create people with a task. Am I created to have to go through the battles and the fights and the warfare and the this and the that all the time, like all the time? So, you know, it was just one of those things that I was questioning, like David, you know, and then it was just like, okay, you had to, then I had to kind of comfort myself and encourage myself, because no matter how I feel, I don't want to come in agreement with the enemy. No matter what it looks like, I don't want to come in agreement with the enemy. I don't want to be on my enemy's side. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be with him, you know, and going along with what he's saying and speaking what he wants me to speak over myself. I don't want to do that. So I just choose to not say anything. And I direct my questions and stuff to God. Well, this morning when I woke up, well, when I was asleep, I had a dream, and I know where this was coming from. And God revealed to me the works of my enemy. And I felt led to pray while I was asleep. I was praying in my sleep, and then I woke up and I started praying again. God will give you strength when you're going through something. God will give you the strength to get through what you have to get through. He knows that it's not a natural for it's not the spiritual realm is not a natural instinct for us. And we're growing into that, and we're being purged into that, and we're being processed into that way of life. He knows that. That this is a process for us. So he doesn't expect for us to like get it immediately. Like there's going to be rough days. There's going to be times when we just don't want to do it anymore. It's going to be times when we just like, you know what? What is it for? Who's listening? Why? I mean, even this show, I was like, I'm done. Like, I was like, you know, it was just everything. Like I literally wanted to like go to a area you know, like where it's desolate, and help with the poor, and help with those that, you know, don't know God and wanted to, you know, and that are hearing God for the first time. I really wanted to like go to those places. And I was like, you know, what's the point? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, what's the point? So, you know, you never know what your words are doing. You don't never know what your actions are doing. You never know who's watching you. And even if it's for one person, I chose to not be selfish for that one person. I chose to not be self-absorbed for the few that may be listening, or the few that may be getting the blessing, or the few that may be getting a breakthrough through my sound, through the vessel that God has created, which is me, to pour out through. You know, and so this morning I was just so thankful that God gave me strength. It wasn't something that I had to pretend. It wasn't something that I had to act like. I literally had to process through all of that, because instead of harboring it all in, I was able to release it, and I was able to get the deliverance that I need. And I'm talking about this morning, I went through a deliverance, and it was really, really God's hand that was on me. So when I think about not leaning onto my own understanding, but acknowledging him in all that I do and all of my ways and all of the way that I think, he will direct my path. I mean, he truly knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. And I could get all religious, and I can say, you know, I can do these affirmations and stuff, but if something is dwelling within you, if there's a battle within, God has to be the one to wrestle that thing out of you. He has to be the one that you really go to get that release, that deliverance, that freedom. He is the person. So this morning I woke up with a different point of view. This morning I woke up with a different view. And so I'm really thankful about that, because I owe it all to God. So I really want to just say, no matter what, I know, you know, when I tell people and I minister to people and I say, don't give up and this and that, and I can see things in them, you know, sometimes a person literally has to go through that wrestling like Jacob did. Have to wrestle. Sometimes a person like Joseph has to go through, you know, some of the things that he has to go through, or Job has to go through, or Joel has to go through, just so they can see who they really are in God. And sometimes it takes that moment where God allows that to happen, so you can actually see yourself the way he sees you. And so I just want you guys to be encouraged and blessed by that, and know that it's never over until God says it's over. I don't care how much you want to quit. I don't care how much you want to throw in a towel. I don't care how much you don't see the point and the reasoning and the why and what does it matter. God, who you have served, he knows all, and he has the final say, even against your own thoughts and your own words and your own feelings. He has the final say. And I'm telling you right now, my thought was, thank you, God, for not allowing me to give up. Thank you, God, for not allowing me to quit. It was rough yesterday. And I thank you that you were patient and long-suffering with me. I thank you that you didn't allow me, my enemies, to take over when it was an opportunity for them to just go come all the way in. I thank you for revealing to me what the enemy was trying to do to me. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me the tools and the tactics to fight up against him. It was just such a gratitude this morning in so many different ways. So I'm really talking to people that really have thought about giving up, that really have given up emotionally and mentally and just kind of walking through the motions and stuff like that. I've been there. You know, I've encouraged many people to not give up. I've encouraged you and revealed to you what God has thought about you and how he feels about you and what he's planned for you. And none of that matters until you get it. Right. So my prayer for you today is that you wrestle with God and allow him to reveal to you who you are and what you have, what's your purpose to do here on earth. The enemy would love to have you throw in a towel. The enemy, even those that are jealous of you, those that, you know, that wish you no good, those that don't like your stuff, those that act like they don't follow you and don't see you, those that don't want to buy your products, those that don't want to support you. Listen, no matter what they want, God still has the final say. Because even if you think that your 20,000 or 30,000 or even your 150,000 people, do you know how many more people is in the world that you have a sound for? I have to remind myself of that. So a lot of the times the people that initially follow you may not even really be your audience. So I just want you to just be encouraged to keep going, keep being persistent, keep moving forward. Don't allow your emotions and your feelings come in agreement with the enemy that already wants you to throw in the towel. Just whatever you do, look at it like that. I know I don't feel good today. I know it doesn't feel right today. I know that what I'm looking at doesn't look right today. I'm thinking wrong today. But whatever you do, don't come in agreement with the enemy that already wants you to fail, that's been looking for opportunity to try to put the weight on you that you would literally give up on life, give up on your calling, give up on your purpose, give up on the people that God has assigned to you to minister to. Don't come in agreement with the enemy. Whatever you do, still keep a glimpse of hope that God can turn this thing around. In the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, like Fred Hammond said. And I also thought about Fred Hammond's song when he says, Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day in Jesus' name. So I just hope that that blessed you. I hope that it encouraged you, that even me have thought about giving up. Even I and so many others that you may not never hear them say it, but I'm telling you, it's some rough days that I've had, and yesterday was one of them. And I'm just trying to encourage those that may be in that slump right now, don't give up, okay? Don't give up on God. That's what I would say. And let him do it. Let him do the work in you. Let him bless you with the strength that you need. When you are weak, he is your strength. Okay, what you can't see, he can see. And I'm just thankful today that he didn't allow me to do that. And I'm so thankful today that he let me get up this morning with a new perception and a new perspective and a new strength. I am thankful for that today, because if it wasn't for him, it would be just like yesterday. I was really done. So thank God for everything that he does. All right, you guys, this has been Ministerial Moment. I hope that blessed you. I hope that encouraged you, that God is, he is something else all by himself. Even without our help, he's still God all by himself. And I'm telling you, everything that he has said over your life, he's going to protect it and make it happen. He don't care nothing about how you feel. He don't care nothing about how you see things. As long as you got a glimpse of hope in you, still in you, He's going to work through that because you know what? He is mightier than any negative thought, negative feeling, any naysayer, any soothsayer. He is greater and more powerful than any witch, any warlock, any prey curses against you. He is more powerful than anything. He is the one, okay? So I just want you to know that he's a way maker. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a sustainer. He's a provider. He's a protector. He is all of that. So little old me, and the little old demons don't have no power over my God. So I just wanted to let you know that whatever you're going through right now, listen to this testimony. Don't be the one to come in agreement with your enemies. Stand on God's word. All right. Loving you. This has been Ministerial Moment. And we'll be right back after this commercial break with my first guest. I'm so excited to have her. We'll be right back after this message.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, this is Allison Cartwright with EventShine, where we help you develop your ideas. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Joining me now is Arua McGarry. How are you? Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, it's so great to be here.
Hey, I'm so glad to have you. So listen, we met on Clubhouse. I really enjoyed spending time with you guys. We were in a room, and so we met there. And I'm really excited about hearing more and sharing what all it is that you do. I know you're a television host, an Emmy Award-winning show. You also do some production, and you also help women with their business. So which one you want to talk about first? I want to talk about the television first since we're on radio. Tell everybody how you got into television and tell us about what it was like to win the Emmy.
Well, Dr. Gina, after hearing what you just did in your last segment, oh my gosh, I am so excited to be here with your audience and with you because I am a walking miracle. And the beauty and the testimony that I have of my television show gives women especially hope. And it is not by my might, but by his might that anything is done. And I had cancer in 1999. And they removed my vocal cord nerve amongst half of both my lungs and my thymus and the lining around my heart and disconnected half my diaphragm. But they told me that I would never speak above a faint whisper ever again after removing those nerves from my vocal cord. And from there, God gave me my ministry. God gave me my purpose and my journey and told me I was going to write a book that was going to help millions. And then from that book that I did several years later, my voice started to come back, a total miracle. It's on the 700 Club as a miracle after they investigated my surgery.
And hallelujah.
Then God, I know, it's just amazing. I just, God is so good. And I was okay without a voice. I told God, all right, with or without a voice, yeah, I'm still alive. It could be worse. Let's move on. Whatever you have for me, I will do, even if I am just, you know, writing on a chalkboard the rest of my life. That's okay, because it absolutely could be worse. And then God gave me the idea to start the television show, trying to make this a long, very long story short, to spotlight good people doing good things. And in my heart, that's the nonprofit world. So I simply, me and God, said, I'm going to tell good stories about nonprofits, what they're doing, and use my voice that is now coming back for a good purpose, since I was blessed to get the voice back. It doesn't sound like it used to. I'm not singing anymore, but I can tell good stories. I can talk. So it's like, okay, Lord, I'll take it. And from there, in 1 year, I went out, and I am an actress by trade. I was brought up in New York City. So that was my talent, to be on stage and television, but I'd never produced one myself. So I really walked in faith. God gave me the idea, and I said, yes, Lord, and walked in faith and learned as I went. And in 1 year, I did 22 episodes, met amazing people along the way. To that 22nd episode was powerful enough. And with the NBC camera guys and a man that I met that had won 9 Emmys, just along the line, God opens up doors for you. So don't question everything when you want to start something God says to do. Put one foot in front of the other. God's got the rest. And I didn't know the man that I would meet that would take me to the Emmys when I first started this idea. That happened months later. And so then that one was the one that won the Emmy Award for the talk show interview I did with Noah's Ark, spotlighting a woman who rescues animals and children and brings them together to heal each other. Then that led me to a relationship with the Emmys, now on the Board of Governors at the Emmys, a judge. It changed my life. And the moral of that story is, I shouldn't be able to talk. What are you not supposed to be able to do that you know you're supposed to be doing? Because God doesn't want our abilities anyway. He wants our availabilities. So that was like 20 years in like 4 seconds.
No, that was good. No. I mean, so with that being said, that is such a powerful thing. You know, so many women have had testimonies of overcoming cancer and things like that. And just seeing what all God can do is not just, you know, just stopping there. It's just allowing him to take you all the way through your journey and just seeing all of the other surprises that he has for you and what he protected you, your life from, because you were so connected to so many other things. It wasn't because he healed you from the cancer that opened the doors to all of these things. It was already predestined for you, you know, to do all of these wonderful things. And he was protecting his word over your life. You know what I mean? So he kept you alive so you could pursue these things. And a lot of times we don't know what's around the corner. And right in the journey, through the journey, that's when the enemy wants us to give up and wear us out. And, you know, then a lot of times we're walking out of our divine purpose because we just want to live life, you know, do whatever we want to do. You know what I mean? So it could work. It's a different, it could be a different effect, right? Like it could be that you gave up, or it could be that you're just doing whatever the heck you want and you're still not doing what God wants you to do. But look at what God had orchestrated for you. Talk a little bit about that to that woman that may be saying, you know what, I after having this situation, I'm so worn out by the battle. I just want to live life. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to hang out with girls. You know, my girlfriends, I'm going to drink. I'm going to, I'm a you know, I'm going to go to different countries, just living and doing whatever they want. What would you talk to that person about? We never talk about that person. Tell us about, how would you counsel or talk, encourage that person?
Well, I encourage that person to go back to your little girl dreams, because God gave you your genius, your talents, your gifts that he wants to use throughout your life when you were born. And my little girl dream, since I came out, was entertainment. I used to be a figure skater, and I wanted to win the Oscar or win the Emmy Award. I mean, that was my little girl dream. Who knew that God already placed in me the abilities to do that, but he used it in a completely different way than I suspected. I just thought, oh, be an actress, you know, do your craft, go to school, go to the college, you get all my training and win it for being an actress. But God had me win it and in this world for as a completely different role. But it's still my little girl dream has come to fruition. And even added the cherry on top, my passion is animals. And I won my little girl dream spending a day hugging black bears, cougars, tigers. All these animals were my co-stars. And it just was. God does it better than we could think or ask. So with that, go back to what you know you love to do, because in there, God can use you. And we all need a purpose, whether you're going to volunteer for a charity that helps the people or causes that you want to help, start there. There's nothing wrong with loving life. There's nothing wrong with being out with your girlfriends and travel. That's great. But if you're feeling unfulfilled, like you're not doing what you're called to do, tap back into, if you could wake up tomorrow morning and do anything, if money was no object and you believed in yourself, like don't get out of all the doubts, and you could do this, what is this? You know, would you be a missionary? Would you help kids? Would you, you know, be a podcaster? Would you just forget all the things and the reasons why you think you can't? And what would you want to do? What would make you happy? Because in there, you can use it for good or you could use it for bad. You can use it for God or use it for self. That will be your choice. But pinpoint what it is. Okay, what would I love to do? And for me, TV hosting is like God's gift to me, and I didn't know it was a gift. Now I can use it for good. Before the surgery, before all that, I would have just been an actress. But after, God gave me a bigger purpose to use something I thought was something completely different. So tap back into what you would do if money were no object and you didn't doubt yourself or your abilities. Because in those desires, God can use them for good. Our desires are not bad when they're used for good. God gave us those gifts and those talents. And when I found out speaking was a gift and a talent, I thought, well, Lord, everybody can speak and talk. No, but the gift of speaking is a gift that I use for a good purpose. It's like, oh, I thought I had to be a mathematician or CPA or, you know, you think, you know, those are real, you know, careers. No, podcasting is a real career. TV show hosting, real career. And you can use it for mighty purposes. Being a speechwriter, being a coach, real careers. So what do you want to do? What's your dream? Tap back into that. Then start putting one foot in front of the other and making the connections you need to make.
So this is my next, I thought that was awesome. I also wanted to ask you, so with that being said, you are actually encouraging women to start businesses and things like that. So talk about that. Tell me what exactly does that entail? Because I'm sure it's about making money. I know if money was no object, but you're going to help people make money in what you do with your company. So tell us a little bit about that.
Exactly. And the point of this is don't chase the money, because you can make money a million different squillion ways. But to chase the joy, to have the joy and to love what you do, first start with what you would want to do, because like if money was no object, because the money can come. You can get the money to do what it is you want to do. So first tap in really hard, really take self-reflection. What do you want to do? What is your genius to the world? And then you start there. And yes, I have a company that celebritizes your business, and I can help them, you know, get started, get good, get their marketing, branding, and all of that, of course. But first they have to know what they want to do. Even though if they may not know what they want and they want a conversation with me to talk through that, their talents, they're wondering, well, I'm confused. There's several things I want to do. And they're like in three different categories of life. Great, let's have that conversation. And I do free consultation calls like that to sort through. And then I help them decipher if I'm their next best step or somebody else, because I'm not the next best step for everyone. There's many times somebody else that I know that will help them in the stage they're at before they get to me, or maybe they're not even a right fit for what I do. I'm perfectly honest with people. I don't want everybody as a client. I want the right people that I can help. And if I can't and somebody else I know can, then I refer them to them happily to good people that I know do great work. So have that conversation first. Find out what you want to do. And then we'll talk about how to earn money doing what you love.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Tell everybody where they can follow you. I love the energy. I love the testimony. It's so awesome.
Thank you. Well, I'm under Araya McGarry Productions on Instagram and under Araya McGarry on Clubhouse and arayamcgarry.com. So very easy to get a hold of me that way. I love social media, so you can find me everywhere under my name. On Instagram, Araya McGarry Productions, you can DM me and I get my DMs personally. It's not a bot.
Well, you better go on and get in touch with her. I love her energy. I love what she's been through the fire, so she know what it's like to come out a winner. So again, you know, thank you so much for joining us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Your interview rocked. You were amazing. And we got to have you on again sometime soon. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
You are amazing. Thank you. And God bless you for everything you are doing. You are the real deal. I adore you and I'm your fan.
Oh, thank you so much, sister. We'll be in touch again soon. All right, you guys, we had a great, I hope you were inspired by that. I hope you were encouraged by all of that inspiration and energy. Positive, positive, positive. I love it. I love it. I love it. And solutions. Oh my God, it's nothing better than having the positive energy with solutions, y'all. I love it. She's got an answer for you. Go ahead and contact her right away. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be with In His Presence with Minister Nicole Atkinson. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Dave Hollister, the Ghetto Preacher from Love Jones, the musical, and you're listening to my girl, Dr. Gina, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, welcome to this month's December devotional, In His Presence. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to be with you today. and so excited to share what God has placed in my heart. And if I, you know me, if I had to title this message, it would be a new song in my heart. Yes, a new song in my heart. I say that because Psalms 100 talks about giving grateful praise unto the Lord. And in this season, this month of December, the holiday season, you know, we look for things and to be receiving things. But I want to challenge you to give a grateful praise unto the Lord, not looking just to receive something, but to praise the Lord. So the Word of God gave me this particular scripture in that Psalms, and I just focused on this one passage. And it says here, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." I don't know about you, but that is a rich reminder. That is a rich word. And that is why I say this is a season of praise. Not just because it's December and it's the holidays. We should be doing this all the time. But just reading that and listening to what God is saying, know that the Lord is God, acknowledging Him in all of His power and His majesty. For it is He who made us, and we belong to Him. How precious is that? He says, we are the sheep of His pasture, meaning He tends to us. He takes care of us. He loves us. Oh my, I can go on and on and on. But these are some of the small, but very significant reasons why we should shout for joy to the Lord. We should worship Him. We should give Him the praise. Oh, I know we're in a challenging season right now. I know with COVID and all of the challenges of potentially not having work or sickness and families and losses and all the things that are going around in this particular time. If we take a moment to settle ourselves, just settle ourselves and sit with God and listen, we could honestly read His word and it will come to life, because we know that the Lord is God and is He that has made us. Oh my, when we say that it's He that has made us and He takes care of us, we're His sheep. I don't know about you, but that brings me comfort. It brings me comfort because I don't have all the answers right now. I don't know why there's so many things happening around us and there's a lot of death, there's a lot of loss, there's a lot of grief. I don't know why all that is happening. But what I do know is that the Lord is God and He is my shepherd. And He is shepherding us, even when it feels like we're not being shepherded. Oh, it causes your faith to be stretched. So I would challenge you this season, with all the things that are going on, and maybe you're in a good season, maybe everything is going great for you, and that's awesome, because there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. But I want to challenge you is to shout for joy for the Lord. Worship Him in all of His goodness. You belong to Him no matter what the circumstances, no matter what is happening around you. You belong to Him. He is your shepherd and He is shepherding you for the good. You hear me? He's shepherding you for the good, and no harm should come near you. So I challenge you to stretch your faith this holiday season, this month of December. Let it be about giving praise to God, not just by giving tangible gifts, but just don't forget your Father. To praise His name, to glorify Him, because He is shepherding you. And so, as always, I love sharing, and I look forward to sharing with you in the new year of 2022. Listen, if you want to reach out to me, you definitely can do so at Nick_Purpose. That's on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Nicole Atkinson. On Facebook, you can pull me up there. And I have a website, www.nicoleatkinson.com, where I have some great devotionals for you there, two books that you can pick up, and just connect with me. So listen, I hope you have a fabulous and a wonderful and a peaceful holiday season. And I hope you find space to give God some praise. Amen. Amen. Listen, know that I am cheering for you. Until we meet again in 2022, have a great day.
All right. That was amazing word from Minister Nicole Atkinson. That was amazing, you guys. I really, you know, what a word of encouragement. What encouragement today altogether. I mean, what encouragement. If you're not encouraged, I don't even know what. Today was a day of encouragement and we need it. It is the Christmas holiday. A lot of people don't have what they want. And I also want to address what's on my mind. I thank you, Holy Ghost, because I almost forgot about what's on my mind. What's on my mind is that, you know, I think one of the reasons why I really wanted to go into, you know, other countries and things like that, and my heart is really for the people. I really feel like, I think yesterday I felt like when, if I'm fighting to keep myself, at a pace to climb the mountain, to get to the top wherever God wants me to be, or I'm, you know, I got the wings of eagle and I'm fighting the weather or the climate or, you know, the sun that's beating down or whatever it is, right? You know, fighting is not always fighting warfare. Sometimes your fight is within yourself. It's just within yourself. It's fighting, you know, your, how you were raised. It's fighting all the things that you've seen. It's fighting your traumas. It's fighting things that are in you unconsciously, in your subconscious rather. And you're fighting things that, you know, come up unconsciously, things that are laying dormant in your thought process and your emotions and things like that. So, you know, when I say about the fighting, it's not against necessarily witches and warlocks. It's just the fight that's within you, right? So I say all that to say that, you know, I felt yesterday I would rather fight for the people that don't have nothing. You know what I mean? That don't have nothing. They don't know Jesus. You know what? You know, I really, in this time of Christmas, and I say all that to say, in this time of Christmas, right? You know, a lot of people are losing their minds trying to get this gift and get that gift, and they're upset because they don't have the money that they want to spend on certain things and to do certain things. I stopped celebrating the marketing part of Christmas years ago when my son was 2 years old. So I don't have, you know, to fight that unnecessary battle emotionally or mentally, comparing, trying to keep up with. I don't have to do that. But what happens is around this time of the year, I like to, you know, get into my Father's face and really seek him and to be strengthened into where I'm going in the days ahead. That's what I like to focus on. And I believe that the enemy was really targeting that in my thoughts and my emotions, as far as, am I making a difference? Is it worth everything that I'm fighting against? And is it, you know, is it touching anybody? Is anybody being blessed? Does it even matter? Would anybody even notice if I just didn't say anything? I mean, it's things like that that you fight up against, like your worth, your value, what you're doing. Is it purposeful? Things like that. Not for me, but is it doing something to glorify God? And I was saying, send me to the remote areas where they're going to be thirsty for God, where they're hungry for God, and they want more of you. I know a lot of us didn't have Christmas last year. We didn't feel like we did because we were in the pandemic and all of that. And right now you want to do it up because, you know, you think that, you know, you're kind of living your life now and you're saying that the pandemic is maybe not as worse, or they let you go shopping, or they're letting us go out and stuff like that. I still want you to use wisdom, and I still want you to keep God first. And I still want you to think about God, about his people. There's so many people that lost their homes. There's so many people that don't have food to eat. There's so many people that's walking by faith and they're really trusting God to provide. Are you a provision from God? Are you a blessing, a blesser for God? Are you the person that is supposed to give the food and give the clothes and give the shelter and give the finances? Are you that person? I really want us in the United States to start thinking about each other more. I think that's where I'm kind of like, you know, you know, kind of like wanting, I feel like it's in my spirit that, you know, we need to think about all of us, not just, you know, I'm not coming from a self-righteous point of view. I'm really coming from a point of view of all of us as the body of Christ. We have to stop thinking out of sight, out of mind. We have to stop being, you know, self-absorbed. We have to care about each other. We have to start being like the body of Christ that we are. We have to be like that. The day of Pentecost, when it fell, nobody lacked anything. Everybody that had something gave, and those that had whatever little they had shared, nobody had lack. Nobody was without anything. We have to get to that place. I just feel the grievance of God in my soul and in my spirit, you know, and I think that's where a lot of us and the body of Christ that have that mindset are really at the point of like, what is this all about? Because it's not for me, the things. It's not for me about having, you know, the latest this and the latest that. A lot of the things that you've seen me have on my photos and stuff are have been blessings. You know, have been gifts, have been given. I have literally been walking by faith for 18 years. I mean, it's not easy. And it's like when people want to fight you or want to, you know, discredit you or want to come up against you, you're thinking, for what? Why are you fighting me? You know, because if I look at, you know, things, I don't have nothing. But when I look at what God has given me, then I guess that would be worth the fight. But if that's worth the fight, I would rather fight that in a country that wants to know Jesus, that believe in miracles, signs and wonders, that are really thirsty and hungry for him. And I would rather go to those places and help those people. You know, I mean, I I'm just saying, you know, because it's just such a fight. I went to go feed the homeless people and it was jealousy about feeding homeless people here in California. I was like, what in the world? All these homeless people and we fighting each other about who's where your spot is and, you know, how long you're going to be here. And, you know, I was here first. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's not about the ministry. It's about the servanthood, the heart of a servant, the heart of giving, the heart of sowing, the heart of compassion. It's not about the ministry or you or me. And that's where I'm just done. You know, in the body of Christ, we need to be more of God and less of us. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. I know I said a lot. And that's what's on my mind. I didn't even record this on Instagram. I probably should have did that instead of the first one, but that's just where I'm at with that. I hope this blessed somebody, you know, my heart, my soul, and my love. That's why I'm so glad and thankful for this radio network, because we go into other countries. I have a lot of people that reach out to me from the Middle East, and I'm really thankful for that, you know, to be able to have an impact on people's lives, because I've gone through so much. I wanted to have some value, some worth. You know, who doesn't? You know, you hear every day, you wake up every day, you know, no matter how you feel, you get through the day and you want it to add up to something, you know, other than your kids being grateful. That's a plus. Your husband, your spouse, your wife being grateful. Those are great things. But to be able to have a purpose here and to have to fight through all of my junk and the stuff that the adversary puts on me and things like that, I want it to be of some value. And I just really, really be praying for opportunities to be a servant, you know, for God's kingdom. And, you know, I just really would like to see the body of Christ really, really love more of one another. If I just don't care nothing about your title. I mean, I know God's given us positions and things like that, but I'm not going to fight you about it. If you a prophet and God say you're a prophet or you've called yourself a prophet, I really don't care about that. I want to know where your heart is. Is your heart for the people? You know, I don't really care how many members you got in your church. I don't care how many CDs you sell, units you sell on your music. I don't care how many television shows, how many platforms you minister on and coach on. I don't really care about all that. Is your heart for the people? That's where my concern is. That's where my passion is to link up with like-minded people that really care about the people. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to debate with you. I don't want to compete with you. That's not where I'm at. I don't have nothing. Just for the record, I don't have anything. All I have is Jesus. That's all I got. That's the most wealthiest thing that I have. And then my son that he gave me, that I didn't even plan, didn't think about having, he gave me him. I don't have nothing. I don't have anything for you to compete against me with. I don't have the numbers. I don't have the platforms. I don't have any of that. And the things that I've been allowed to do, he allowed me to do it for that season and time. Some of it might have been more me than him or more my team than him, but he allowed it. I want to do something for his kingdom that's going to make a difference. And that's where my heart is. It grieves me so much when there's so much nonsense going on. Who has this? What kind of shoes you got? What kind of, and I know that, you know, it's nothing wrong with having wealth and it's nothing wrong with having, but are you a steward of a giver? Are you a seed sower? You know, if you're in a mansion, you're going to let somebody that you go to church with be homeless? If you had a one bedroom, you're going to let one of your, you know, sisters and her kids be homeless? You know, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. A Cash App here and there. Sending them groceries through DoorDash or whatever. You know, it's just so many ways that we can start doing more all over the world, no matter what city you're in and what state they're in. It doesn't matter. It's so many avenues for us to do so much more. And I just want to challenge you all with that. I just, you know, that was just in my heart. And I hope it touched somebody. I'm just being sincere. And I'm not by no means trying to come off self-righteous, because I sure am not. I got a lot of work going on in me. That's part of the hard work, is allowing, you know, yourself to see your reflection and to see, you know, the stuff that you had to go through and the things you went through and the decisions that you chose. And even though you've been forgiven, you know, there's character flaws and there are things like that that I got to look at in the mirror. And it's not easy. But I do it because I want to leave a legacy. If nobody ever knows what has been done, I feel like it's being left in the atmosphere. It's being left out, you know, so somebody will be able to grab it. I don't know why, you know, it's just something I believe that is not in vain. So anyway, this has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. You've all been a blessing. All right, you guys, until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. This has been Dr. Gina right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.